on the line with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, is our football authority, yes, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, Mike, the excitement at Borgata this morning. Is this the right matchup, Mike, when all was said and done? Do we have the best two teams in the NFC?
I think we really do. I think we have the four best teams in the NFL. Angelo, this is the first time since 1997 when Kyle Shanahan was 18 years old that they have a game where the betting line in both games is under three.
Yeah.
Since 97. So that tells you a little bit about how the power rankings by the books, by people that study the game, see these as the four best teams. I know Buffalo was the two seed, but Buffalo was running out of gas at the end of the year.
Yeah, I could see it. I actually walked across to the sports book. The line on the other game keeps switching because of the, you know, the health of Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, whether right now, an ankle sprain.
The Chiefs are back to be 1-point favorites right now. The Eagles are favored by 2.5. Mike, let's break this down a little bit because it's such a big game. Eagles offensive line against Niners defensive line. Who wins that battle?
Well, I think certainly it's an even battle. Both teams have really good strengths in both their lines. I think that's ultimately where the reason they're at this game. I think a lot of how this strength is going to play out is going to be determined by how the game starts. So, for example, if the Eagles play from in front, it'll neutralize the defensive front of the 49ers. If the 49ers play from in front, it'll neutralize the effect of the Eagles' defensive line. So a lot of it is cause and effect. It's not just matchup versus matchup. I think it's an even matchup, and certainly the 49ers, with their rotational talent, to be able to bring players off the bench and keep them fresh is really good. They need Lane Johnson to stay healthy through the game. I think that's going to be a challenge. But I think more than anything, I think they have to play fast. They've got to win the first quarter and play from in front.
All right, Mike, John Johnson said just a few minutes ago, even if you win the toss, take the ball first. Doesn't that make sense based on what you just said?
I think it's really important. I mean, I think it's really important because here's where everybody wants Purdy to play in the game. Everybody says Purdy's going to stumble, right? Everybody says he's a rookie, he's going to stumble. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, certainly he's played really well. But the reason he's not stumbled is because they've never played from behind. He's never had to participate in a drop-back pass game.
Yep.
And so because of that, he's been able to continue with this play action, and it keeps their offensive line, which isn't an elite line when it's a drop-back pass game. It's an elite line when they're in a run action game. And so when he can play from in front, he never has to face a drop-back pass game. He's never really, as I say, participated in the game. He's played in it, but he has not had to make a lot of tough throws. I think that's why the lead is really important. And look, the Eagles have outscored their opponents. You know, in the second and the third quarter, they've outscored their opponents 209 to 147. That's where they win the game.
All right, but you would just take me to the next thing. I'm going in the trenches the other way with the Eagles' defensive line against the Niners' offensive line. You're telling me the Niners are fine if they're running it. They're more vulnerable if he has to keep dropping back. That's what you're saying. There is a chance there for the Eagles' pass rush to get to Purdy.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. I think when you watch this, you know, they're not a great pass protection, drop-back pass team. Now, what they do is everything is off of run action, whether they run boots, whether they fake the handoff and he drops back and throws to this guy or that guy. And when they run that scheme, you know, they can be effective. Now, last week against Dallas, Dallas's front really controlled the game for most of the game. I mean, they held them to 19 points. But Dallas's speed gave them problems, their movement. And Dallas did a really nice job of changing their fronts and creating havoc and making them not get comfortable in where they were going to block and change what they did, where they lined Parsons up, how they moved people around, because they didn't want Kyle Shanahan's game plan to just follow through. We prepared for this. This is what they're doing. No, they're not doing that. So I think they did a great job in that area.
Hey, Mike, Al Morganti simplified this by simply saying, a huge game, the better quarterback's got the best chance to win, and the Eagles have the better quarterback. Is it that simple?
It's cause and effect, right? The best quarterback, if the Eagles have to go to a drop-back pass game and they have to throw without their play action, that becomes a problem for them as well. This game, to me, is all about who gets the lead. Who's in control of the game in the first quarter? Who plays from in front? And I think certainly Hurts is great. Hurts is better than Purdy. There's no doubt. He makes more things happen with his feet. But I think this is a game about, like all championship games, championship fights, they're all about style. how you play the game. We hear it in basketball all the time. The basketball coaches always talk about if this game's at a certain point, you know, we can win it. If it gets to this point, we can't. This game's about style. These are two heavyweight boxers going to go at it, both strong in a lot of areas. And I think it's going to be the team that starts fast is going to be the team that wins.
All right. Now, we talked a whole lot this whole week, as had the players, about the atmosphere at the link. How much of an advantage you think that will be for the Eagles on Sunday?
You know, I think it's really kind of – it's certainly the crowd noise. Teams have been able to offset that. You know, you measure it by how many false starts the other team gets, right? Yep. How many five-yard penalties. I think that's – early in the game it's going to be. I mean, one of the reasons you defer in these kind of games is because everybody's in their seats to start the game. The reason you defer is so you can win the middle eight, so you can get the ball at the end of the first half and then get the ball to start the second half when everybody's in the bathroom or buying a beer and nobody's in their seats and it's quiet in the stadium. That's the reason for deferring. So I think the 49ers will be able to play through this. Remember, Bill Walsh had a winning record, a better record on the road than he did at home. I think we're more advanced in terms of playing road with the silent count. I think the atmosphere will be wonderful. I think players will embrace it. I think it'll motivate them. But I think at the end of the day, the best team's going to win. It's not where you play. That 97 that I'm talking about, the two road teams won.
All right, Mike. This is big. I need two predictions. I need you to tell me who's going to win the Eagles-Niners game and who will that winner face in the Super Bowl.
You know, I like the Eagles to win 27-17 in this one,
yes.
And I think the
yes.
Chiefs are going to win 31-24. I think this is about the two. I think the two best teams. I'm not buying Mahomes' injury. Remember, Andy said he got hurt in 19 against Jacksonville. The next week against the Raiders, he threw for 443. And he had four touchdown passes. I mean, I think the guy's going to play well. I think the one thing you have to do, Angelo, is you have to in this Chief-Bengal game. Last year in the conference championship game, I think Mahomes got hurt in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying he got a concussion. He didn't tell anybody. But from the moment he got hit at the beginning of the fourth quarter on a 3rd-and-3 play, from that moment forward, he was 5 of 9 for 38 yards. Threw an interception, got sacked 3 times, couldn't get the ball in the end zone, 1st-and-goal at the 5. I think that game's a little bit distorted in terms of the Bengals' dominance. I think the Chiefs play well tomorrow.
Do you know what you're saying, Mike? You're saying
Andy Reid Super Bowl. Andy Reid, absolutely.
My
yeah.
last
I know
game.
Exactly what I'm not.
Ever.
Angelo, I grew up here. I know what I'm talking about. I know
oh
that.
Oh my God! It would be Eagles Reid
so
in the. Oh
it
my
keeps
God!
You around for 2 more weeks to talk about it.
Oh,
I mean, God,
Mike, from your lips to God's ears, please. Mike, thank you as always. I'm sure this is not the last time we'll talk, but thank you for all the great years. You have given us a lot of great information, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You're so kind. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Mike Lombardi. Al.